But chief, I'd like the chance to practice Dari on my own. Thanks, chief.
Lois, why did you run out on me?
I wanted this story to have my byline for a change. By the way, do you always faint when you're frightened? Still figure out a way to stop you like he has every other time. Superman! Ben! Wait till I tell Perry about this exclusive.
Lois, I need your help.
That's strange. I could have sworn I just heard Superman. I guess that's what love does to you. This is a waste of my time, Clark. I got stories to write, scoops to uncover. So what am I doing here?
Well, Perry White said there'd be a story, and here's our editor.
You don't get scoops by strolling through pubs, or... What's that sound? Being the Daily Planet's best reporter has its advantages. I always get the best stories, like when this guy in a red cape and tights showed up. What? Used that. Hard to believe that a man who can fly and see through walls wants to do good things with his powers, instead of rob banks.
I've always tried to help people.
This guy's must be too good to be true, although he is kinda cute. What do you do in your off hours? If I could just get Smallville here off my back, I could get the real story. And my husband saves the day yet again. You know, Smallville, there's something amusing about being married to a guy who can see through a brick wall and change the course of mighty rivers, not to mention fly, yet still likes to walk to work. You'd still have incredible abilities far beyond that of mortal men. But I'd be calling you Bronx instead of Smallville. So what do you think, Novosibirsk? Seems like it just might be a slow news day for once. I know. Like... For 5 long years, the world has stared into the sky, waiting, hoping, and praying for his return. We had become so accustomed to looking into the sky for help that we had forgotten how to save ourselves. Mankind has learned how to survive without him, and perhaps we no longer even need Superman.
You know Lex Luthor couldn't care less about the homeless, Chief. It's a front to siphon money back to LexCorp so we can fund the manufacture of high-tech arms to sell on the black market.
Allegedly.
Look, how many exposés do I have to write before Metropolis wakes up and sees through Luthor's philanthropy shtick?
McCarthy, he's no excuse. Whatever party, whatever administration, there'll always be boogeymen like him. We need our heroes to stand up and show us what this country is supposed to mean. We need a leader.
Oh, now hold on, if anyone's going to write a story about Superman, it's gonna be me. In these troubled times, Superman teaches by example. The world would be a better place if we all had a little Superman within us.
What's this gift you're whistling?
To Lois, from your secret admirer. Oh, it's beautiful. Secret admirer, eh? Why, you don't suppose it's from... him?
Why is the volume turned down so low, honey? It's a quiz show. You love quiz shows. What bothers me is talking to someone between chess moves. Don't tell me. Another computer system you designed on the way home from work. Only technically. Russia winning the Cold War. Russia winning the space race. Stalin's Russian Superman is watching your every move from the skies. I feel like we've been printing the same depressing story for months now.
What's going on, Lex? What's happened?
Have you figured out a way to beat Superman or something? You're Clark Kent?
I'm Clark Kent.
Sorry, Superman, but you've got to admit, that's very hard to believe. All the years I spent trying to prove you were Superman...
You almost had me a couple of times.
And you turn around and just tell me? Okay, how do you explain the time Clark was a witness in the Boss Grimaldi trial and you were his bodyguard?
Batman was standing in for me.
And when Clark presented you with the key to the city, that was Batman too. If you're here to help, you need to save Superman. Luthor dragged him into a teleporter and they both disappeared. Jimmy and I were trying to find someplace safe from Brainiac's drones when you arrived. And if you see Superman, tell him not to worry about us. We're survivors.
Can you see him, Jimmy?
Working on it, Lois.
That's me. No, react.
Used to be White House beat, got downsized. He was a good reporter, a real shame.
It's about to be a bigger shame.
He's going to jump off the top of the Daily Planet. Why do you have to do this? Why can't you call someone else?
The Elite didn't take the fight to anyone else. They chose me.
No, you went after them.
They're slaughtering people and laughing about it.
Black can punch a hole through a mountain by thinking. The Hat tosses around demons like trained birds, and Pam...
They have to be stopped.
I think they can beat you. I'm sorry, but they are willing to go places you won't. And they are so damn strong. It's a matter of calibration. She's a good kid. She'll learn. Well, better me than someone else. No, what I have to do is get the story. Other reporters don't have the access I do.
Must be awful being you. Most powerful man in the world, and you still can't control the women in your life.
And just leaving it up. What makes you ask? Oh, it's just, I thought you were asking about Clark, because you were... You're something else. I know that. I'm surprised you didn't think of it yourself. It's the perfect cover.
Best reporter ever! So, Batman, what do you think of our fine city? While you're here teaming up with Superman, I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Oh, it'll just be a few questions! Where did you get the funding for this plane?
The jet fuel!
And the Batmobile!
I'm a great swimmer. Why, Batman, do you think bats are scary? How many Robins have there been? 2? 6? Who's the scariest villain you've ever fought? Who's the most pathetic?
Smallville, is that you?
Oh, Lois. Hi. I'm sorry. Sorry. This is,
Lois Lane. Diana Prince.
Ooh, that's Tom Grip.
I work with Clark. Closely. We share a byline sometimes.
Oh, so this is an interview.
No, it's a date.
Oh, right.
At least 50 dead in the Embassy Massacre. And not just dead, dismembered, burnt alive, sucked of their blood. A virtual house of horrors. Granted, the victims were part of a terrorist organization. But what about our terrorist organization? What about the Justice League? It's not like we haven't been warned. As the city readjusts, so does this reporter. For a long time, I've thought of the Justice League as inhuman. But when they saved us at...
In light of the recent supervillain activity, the normally festive lead-up to the Hero of the Year has been subdued.
Who are you?
Vice Principal Grodd, it's me, Lois Lane, intrepid reporter. You've denied my request for interviews about a million times.
How do I know you're not some villain disguised as Lois Lane?
Can you confirm the identity of the villain? Is it true that the villain came out of the Amethyst? Did you have any run-ins with this villain during your time as a criminal?
Still trying to hide the truth, huh, Smallville? Come on, I got questions for you.
Seriously, ask me anything.
Wait, why are we here?
We're here because you're Superman.
Lois!
You really ought to be more careful, Miss Lane.
You're not him. He's not you. What do you want, Luthor?
Lex. Mr. Luthor, sir. Yes, great plan. You distract him, I find the off switch. What a team. Right, Superman?
Sure, Jim. Just give me a minute here. Hello? No, I'm trying to contact Jim Gordon. Commissioner Gordon. Would you quit bugging me with your new camera, Jimmy? Go and film Clark instead.
Oh, no can do, Lois. Clark hasn't shown up for work yet.
It's not like Clark to be late. Hello? Commissioner. Hi, Lois Lane here, Daily Planet. Care to comment on the recent break-in at the Amazo Labs?
He's gonna take pictures with anyone who asks. The guy just can't help himself.
You said 2 minutes tops.
Sorry, Miss Lee. Tech-enhanced gangsters kidnapping the mayor and other sort of distractions.
I know. I saw it live. Are you sure you're not just getting old?
You'll have to tell me what that's like.
Ha! Super touche. Senator, the rents in those slums were raised 200%.
Lois Lane, Daily Planet. If you're really serious about us wanting to learn about you, how about an interview? So the great Soviet Superman is afraid of the free expression of ideas. So you're not afraid of the American press.
I'm not afraid of everything.
Have you ever considered that a lack of fear can lead to arrogance, recklessness? Eisenhower saying your people sabotage. Gosh, Clark, we've got to get back to the office and call London before the meeting's over. Jackie, come on, Clark.
It's okay, Bo. Everything's taken care of.
You always disappear in an emergency.
Hello, Lois.
I've definitely learned a lot. Like how you built that rocket with funds you received from a rather hefty government contract. Gross negligence. But who knows? They might fly, and anyone moronic enough to live close to a launch site deserves to be hit by fiery debris. I have copies, Lex. Don't worry, it's under control. From Metropolis, I'm Lois Lane.
Hey, Lois!
I know you like these, so I got you one. From Actual Berry.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I got you one of these from 43rd Street.
Which is like a full 3 blocks out of my way.
During rush hour? Well, it's like me flying to Mars.
What?
You can fly? I always thought the cape was just a cute accessory.
Oh.
So you think I'm cute?
I said the cape was cute.
You think I'm cute.
An exclusive on the collapse of Amazotech is scent. What is this?
Huh.
If you are who I think you are, I hope you don't make me regret this.
There's a war coming through the whole thing.
Okay, look,
I'll let you out. Forgive me if I don't stay around and shake hands.
Things I do for a story. First, the tower appears, and now this Circe, supposedly the one from ancient mythology,
has taken an
archaeologist hostage. What exactly is going on? The people demand answers.
You're helpful.